Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Russia's foreign minister Saturday accused the U.S. and its Western allies of trying to cripple his country through what he called unfair economic sanctions. Speaking before the U.N. General Assembly, Sergei Lavrov said the sanctions are pushing Russia into a crisis by increasing the cost of food, fertilizer, oil, and gas. Here he speaks through a translator.
They're not shying away from declaring the intent to inflict the military defeat on our country, but also to destroy and fracture Russia.
Also on Saturday, Russian and Ukrainian forces traded blame for shelling and missile strikes in parts of eastern and southern Ukraine on Saturday. Human rights groups, meanwhile, say more than 700 people have been arrested at anti-war demonstrations across Russia. There have been a series of protests since President Putin announced that 300,000 reservists would be sent to fight in Ukraine. The BBC's Paul Moss explains.
From St. Petersburg in the west to Vladivostok in the east, there have been reports of people taking to the streets opposed to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, or at least opposed to Russian men being forced to fight there. "We are not cannon fodder," one protester shouted as she was led away by police in Moscow. But resisting that fate has just become more difficult. Vladimir Putin signed new measures into law, which impose a sentence of up to 10 years in prison for anyone refusing to fight.
Statements from the Kremlin that Russia could consider the use of nuclear weapons in Ukraine are absolutely unacceptable, so says Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba. He made his comments early Sunday morning. Russian President Vladimir Putin and other Russian officials, including Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, have all mentioned nuclear weapons as an extreme option. People across the Caribbean and Florida are bracing for the arrival of Tropical Storm Ian. The weather system is currently around 500 miles southeast of Grand Cayman, and officials say it's expected to intensify into a hurricane over the weekend. NPR's Joe Hernandez reports.
The storm currently churning southeast of Jamaica is expected to hit populated areas with heavy rains and high winds starting Sunday. The National Hurricane Center put Jamaica under a tropical storm watch and the Cayman Islands, which lie directly in the storm's projected path, under a hurricane watch. By Monday, Tropical Storm Ian is expected to move toward western Cuba and then Florida. It's still unclear exactly how the storm will play out, but the National Weather Service says it's increasingly confident Ian will produce life-threatening conditions like storm surge, hurricane-force winds, and rainfall flooding. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.
Despite a lackluster performance, the Georgia Bulldogs put out a win Saturday over Kent State, pulling away for a 39-22 win. Alabama, meanwhile, had little difficulty with Vanderbilt, winning 55-3. The Ohio State University cruised to a 52-21 win over Wisconsin, and Clemson outlasted Wake Forest in double overtime, winning 51-45. This is NPR News. North Korea launched a rocket into the sea off its eastern coast on Sunday. Officials with South Korea's military say it was a single short-range ballistic missile. The test firing comes as U.S. and South Korean forces prepare for military drills that will include a U.S. aircraft carrier. Italians go to the polls Sunday in a general election widely expected to lead to a victory for the far right. The frontrunner, Giorgia Meloni, leads the Brothers of Italy party, which has its roots in Italy's post-World War II neo-fascist movement. She's aiming to become Italy's first female prime minister in alliance with two other parties. The BBC's Katia Adler reports from Rome.
Up until Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Italy was hugely reliant on Moscow for gas supplies. It's been particularly hard hit by spiraling energy costs, and Italian businesses were already struggling after the COVID-19 pandemic. So while Brussels and NATO allies worry about Giorgia Meloni's far-right background, voters here are more focused on economic issues. Giorgia Meloni benefits from staying on the opposition benches over the last years, unlike all the other main Italian parties. So she hasn't been tainted by making unpopular choices.
Actor Louise Fletcher has died. She was 88 years old. Fletcher set a new standard for screen villains with her role of Nurse Ratchet opposite Jack Nicholson in 1975's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. She won the Academy Award for Best Actress for that movie. She was also nominated for two Emmys. She died on Friday at her home in France. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.